Do they farm?
I was small, but I can remember that with my great grandma. But my mama's mama, she worked it, you know, out for white folks until she come of age, you know, got age where she had to get on welfare, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's all she did until she died. She was not able to work. She had cancer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's what happened to my dad.
On his breath.
Now, what about your daddy's folks? Do you know,
well,
on that side, you remember?
Now, my daddy's mama, they all lived up in Lumber City.
Oh, yeah.
Lumber City. But I don't know nothing about my daddy's dad.
What is a mortar man? What do they do? They just do brick, this masonry work. Is that what they do?
They, you know, make mud for the mason, like my husband. I see he's a brick mason.
And
see, and you got to have a labor. The man would make the mud. Well, it's another man haul the mud up, you know, and put it on the scaffold board for the mason.
Yeah, sure.
For the mason.
Well, you know, those men, let me tell you something, those brick masons, they do real well at home. You can't hardly get them. There's plenty of work for them, you left.
Coffee's in there and the coffee cups are in here.
Okay.
And I think that's everything.
Well, they sure are lucky to have you able to come, aren't they?
I enjoy it. I really do.
I know the children enjoy having you.
I really enjoy going in there. That way, this week I substituted.
That's right. She just paid me like this, though.
Right. You certainly a sweet child.
She is.
I fell in love with her. I came in here two or three times and talked to her because, you know, they came to our house one time, she and her husband. I guess it was a couple of years back. She had just gotten married not long before that.
Yeah.
But they seem to be wonderful people. I know Dr. Noel Langdale, you know, he is president of Georgia State.
Yeah, man.
And I went in there to see him. He wasn't there. I was going to tell him I was coming in here to see some of his folks. Because he's crazy about Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says he always thinks I was a little bitty girl.
A little bitty girl.
Have you been knowing him that long?
I've been working for him now. I worked for one lady from Atlanta, the Picks. I worked for her 7 years. And I started working for her. I believe I've been working for Miss Langdale about 7 or 8.
Well, they seem to be wonderful people.
Of course,
the thing is, I've just been really pleased with this whole place because everybody's so nice and friendly.
Yes, right.
You know, you just don't know how lucky you are not living in Atlanta. I used to think Atlanta was a great place, but...
Well, the people I worked for, the old lady, Miss Peck, did you ever know any Pecks in Atlanta? They lived it there for a long time, and they moved out.
That name
sounds
real familiar. That's what I was trying
they
to...
They always call it her... She was so sweet. She died. She had cancer, too. They always call her Honey.
I try.
Yeah.
That name sounds so familiar, Peck.
Well,
I was just trying to.
She had a son named L. Peck. She got a bunch of boys, but she didn't have but two girls. I can tell you the two. But one of her daughters was named Claudie.
Of course, you know, Atlanta is so big.
Yeah, and they sold their home and moved down here out on Dogwood.
I just tell you the truth now. My son is here. He never has liked living in a big city. Mm-hmm. And of course, when he was born in 1943. And Atlanta had already started turning into a big city then.
That's right.
Let me tell you something, when I was a little girl, Atlanta was a nice little place.
Nice little place.
You could just get on the streetcar, go to town, spend all day long. Your mother didn't have to worry about anything happening. You heard about that child up there, Mary?
Yeah.
She went to the laundry, that little old girl, 9 years old.
And they ain't found her yet.
No, ma'am.
Oh, Lord, ain't that terrible?
It scares you out of your wits.
Sure do.
And yeah, I know, if I was you, you probably would just like I do. You wouldn't let your child go by herself anyway.
No.
It would not be safe.
It wouldn't be safe.